This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get to Lakin Tomlinson here in just a second. I spent some time with the Texans left guard after practice yesterday. A few texts before we do that. 713-572-4610. This goes back to C.J. Stroud talking about the different traits that Orlovsky was talking about in his top 10, seven aspects of a quarterback article. C.J. Stroud is not the average third-year QB. He's very mature for 23, 24 years old. Geno Smith is nowhere near C.J. Dan is – okay, I'm not going to say that.
He made a Polish slur. Oh, it felt like the 80s.
I thought you were like, making a very coherent, intelligent point. And then you got to drop a –
hit us with the Polak joke.
An ethnic slur in the middle of it. What the hell, man?
There is no place for that.
There's no place for that.
Society.
All right. So C.J. goes on to say, possibly racist person, C.J. don't have a cannon, but he's very accurate and throws a good catchable ball. Yeah, that's true. I'm not upset over C.J. Stroud not being named top 10 in arm strength or anything like that. I've watched C.J. throw. I'm fine with how he throws a football.
It's the fact that he was rated so – and it was odd out of Orlovsky because Orlovsky's very much in C.J. Stroud's corner in a lot of ways. That's where I more look at it is I've kind of appreciated and enjoyed – for the most part, the national media has really just hit the pause button on evaluating C.J. Stroud after his second year because it was such a quagmire around him. And I genuinely expected there to be more hot takes this offseason about how C.J. was overrated or C.J. was, you know, this, that, or the other thing.
Shows you how bad it was last year.
Yeah, that's true. Know? I think even the people that who major in clickbait have kind of said, all right, well, we got to wait and see here. Yep. We'll wait and see what it looks like this year.
Yep. One of those guys that's going to be protecting C.J. Stroud this year, it would appear, is Lakin Tomlinson, who was signed here as a free agent. He's been, by and large, the number one left guard, first string left guard for the Texans throughout camp. I caught up with him after practice yesterday.
Sean Pendergast here in the bowels of NRG Stadium right after the walkthrough, getting ready for Carolina on Saturday, and I'm here with Texans guard Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, first, welcome to Houston. This is the first chance you and I have had to chat. How's Houston treating you so far?
Man, it's been awesome so far. Obviously, linking up with D'Amico and some fellow teammates I've had, Aziz. It's been great. Everyone's been super welcoming. It's been a smooth transition.
Okay, so that's a good segue right there. I was going to ask you about the O-line room, and I'm going to, and how things are going on the field, but you brought up D'Amico's name. So when you came into the league, D'Amico, I don't know if D'Amico, did you get to San Francisco first, or did D'Amico get there first?
So I think I got there.
What year were you drafted?
I was drafted in 15, so my first team was Detroit Lions. I got drafted there, and then I got traded to San Francisco when Shanahan got there.
Okay.
Then D'Amico came on board, the defensive linebackers coach.
Yeah.
And then, I've been with him there like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So it's been awesome getting to see him again and just working with him. It's been super cool.
Take us back to that. Like, so back, the D'Amico Ryans that you remember from back in 2017 when he got there in 2018, at that time, you know, you were on the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. so it's not like you were in the rooms with him all the time or anything like that. But did you see the makings of what he's become?
100%. I mean, you can see that through the players that he coached as well. You know, obviously Aziz being one of those guys, the young guys that he came in and drafted. You know, Fred Warner, some guys mm-hmm. like that, and you know, to see the passion that those guys play with. And it's a testament to the coach that they had at the time and D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this offensive line room. As long as we're talking about coaches, how's it been playing for Cole Popovich so far?
What's man, it's been amazing. Cole Popovich, man, he's an offensive line coach through and through. I love the way he coached the guys, the way he teaches the guys just the in and outs of the scheme. And, you know, the kind of grit that he expects from us and the standard that he's setting for us right now, it's been awesome. And every day we're coming out, we're working, we're trying to get better as a group and building that chemistry. So far it's been great working with him.
How would you describe that room as in totality?
Man, it's been super cohesive. Everyone is super eager to learn, super eager to work with each other. The young guys talk a lot and ask a lot of questions, which is amazing yeah. from a young rookie group, especially from Tay. And, so far, you know, the guys have been just coming to work every day with a grinder's mentality mm-hmm. and open ears to coaching and just putting our head down on work, man. And when you have that as an offensive line room, it's awesome.
How's the installation been so far of the offense?
Oh, it's been great. Every day we're knocking out installs. Obviously, we've, you know, guys, one great thing with guys here is that we've been here since OTAs. Yeah. Like everyone's been here. So we've had a chance to take a deep dive into that, mm-hmm. build chemistry and offensive line front as well. And, you know, just going through the installs together, everyone there, yeah. it's been great.
So in the last several days, you've been lined up. You've been at left guard, and you've got Tay next to you, Ariante Ursary next to you. Let's just fast forward a little bit. If it's week one and the two of you, if you're playing next to each other out there, take us through your vet. You just mentioned it, 2015. You've been doing this a decade now. He's going to be playing in his first NFL game. Talk about the uniqueness of that situation, and are there things that you need to do as the guy playing left guard next to a rookie left tackle to maybe help him more than you might need to a veteran left tackle?
Right. I mean, you know, my advice, you know, just to any young guy, you know, have the extreme pleasure of playing, you know, their rookie season. I had the extreme pleasure of playing my rookie season.
Yeah.
And, you know, just come in, you know, and lean on your brothers.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of guys that can support you. Either it's me, Trent, Cam, all those guys, Titus, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just lean on your vets. And, you know, no matter what, the team always has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with a young guy like Tay with so amazing talent and the mindset that he has about his work, man, sky's the limit for him. He's just continuing that trajectory.
How has it been playing with C.J. Stroud?
It's been fantastic. You know, obviously, you know, coming in and seeing his leadership from OTAs and how he connects with the guys in the locker room, it's been amazing. And the way he commands the huddle as well and the way he executes the schemes out there in practice so far, it's been fantastic. I love his approach to the game. I can't wait to see him out there just dominating out there on Sundays.
Okay, now the flip side, how has it been going against guys like, I mean, I know they're on the edge, but Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, I'm sure, wind up in your lap from time to time. And even the guys on the interior, Settle and Mario Edwards, and that defense as a whole, how's that been?
Man,
in camp?
We have an amazing defense here. And going against those guys every day in training camp, it's an amazing opportunity for both sides to get better. And for us as offensive line, you know, the standard we want for our room, going against that type of defense every day is fantastic. And Coach Miko has a saying, iron sharpens iron,
yep.
right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when we have those opponents like our defense mm-hmm. going against every day, man, it makes for a great opportunity for both of us to grow.
Okay, a couple non-football questions for you. You're a Duke grad. So I got to ask you, I'm not going to ask you about basketball or, you know, how much everybody hates Duke and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that. I am curious, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably still be in school. Probably
really?
Still be a school.
Just
yeah.
learning, huh?
Yeah, I've always been interested in medicine.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go to med school, be in that realm for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. What did you major in at Duke?
So I double majored in psychology and evolution anthropology.
Okay.
And I also did the whole pre-med track there as well. So that kind of was like my, well, that was, you know, if football obviously didn't work
yeah,
out,
yeah.
that was going to be my segue.
Interesting. Okay, now my last thing I've got for you. My wife and I went to Jamaica last month.
Yaman.
Okay.
Yaman.
So you moved here to the United States when you were 13 years old, right?
I was 11, yeah.
11 years yep. old, okay. And you played high school ball up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get back to Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay.
When we broke minicamp, I took my family there. I have two young kids.
Okay.
And my daughter Taylor and my son Leon, 5 and 2.
Yeah.
I took my family to Jamaica, their first time, my kids' first time back to Jamaica.
Okay.
And it was for me, you know, being a proud Jamaican, you know, my heritage is like extremely important to me.
Yeah.
It was very important for me to give them that experience, show them where I grew up,
yep.
and just being able to have them see a piece of my culture.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, I love going to Jamaica. I try to go back every year.
Okay, we're gonna try to go back. It was our first time. We're gonna.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Negril.
Negril, yeah.
Yeah. The one of the big all inclusives there.
Oh my God, fantastic.
Royalton Hideaway at Royalton Negril.
That's my mom's favorite place.
It
Royalton,
is?
Yes. Okay. I swear, she stays there every time she goes back.
We absolutely loved it. I had at least one thing I needed to confirm with you, because so our limo driver back to the airport, mm-hmm. our last day there, so we were talking to him and we were talking our ears off. It was a 2-hour drive, you know, it's one road from
the grill, yeah, going around
all the
cliffs.
Way to Montego Bay. Okay, so he told me something. I said, I can't believe I'm hearing this is true. He said in Jamaica, he said when you don't know somebody and you walk up to them, you want to greet them, you just greet them with whatever their physical features are.
Like
he's like, watch this, and he rolls down the window to a woman and he says, yo, fatty. And I'm like, what? And she turned around and said, what do you want, man? He rolled the window down for another guy. He's a big dude like you. Yo, Biggs.
Yo, big man.
He called the little, the pool guy at our resort was probably 5'2". He's like, that's little man, right?
Yeah.
That's small man. So is that accurate? Like, would I get in trouble if I started walking up to people saying, yo, fatty?
Yo, we got the thing in Jamaica. Everything's Irie in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So everything's super chill.
Yeah.
And everyone's in zero stress, keep everything one love. And, you know, when you talk to someone, especially that culture, everything's just a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you go back, as long as you match that vibe, you have a great time there.
They called him Greg in the skinny jeans. That's what they called him. And the bartender called me Pretty Eyes. And I was
There you go. Matching the vibe, man.
I revive.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Texans guard Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, appreciate you, man. Flash those H's up for the camera right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like me some Lakin Tomlinson, Seth.
Yeah.
He is my Jamaican friend.
Hard to dislike that guy.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about how what a shock it must have been to go from living in Jamaica the first 12 years of his life to being plopped down in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, dude.
That's a challenge right there. That's what he should have said.
I've been to both
combine,
places.
At the combine. Tell us about a time you've overcome adversity. It was like, I lived in Jamaica,
yeah.
and I went to Chicago.
And then he just drops the mic and walks
out. Yeah,
even though there's no mic in those meeting rooms.
Yeah. No, I think the biggest thing about him is his extreme durability.
Yeah.
He's not – I get a little bit nervous because in Shaq Mason was a little bit like the previous version of Lakin Tomlinson, I think, was where you take a guard that, you know, is past his prime, not as good as he used to be.
But we know him.
But you know him, and you know how he's going to operate and everything. And with Shaq, I think a lot of it with Shaq was just his injuries. Yeah. And maybe it was – I don't want to overly simplify it, but if you want some veteran guys that you know you can trust on the offensive line – you also want to be sure that they're not banged up and injured all the time because they're old. So you take a guy in Lakin Tomlinson that is he's played a decade and missed one game the entire time.
That's amazing.
And I don't know if that was even because of injury. That might have been the last game of a season or something before the playoffs.
Yep.
So he's been very, very durable. Now, age will take its toll at some point, but he's still relatively young by offensive line standards. So for stability, having guys that just they'll simply execute the offense the way it's supposed to execute, all of those things are a huge step forward compared to what they had last year. And I wonder sometimes if I'm coming off sounding too meager or something and just wanting to my goal, my aspiration for the offensive line is first just get to be an average offensive line. You can do a lot with an average offensive line. And then if everybody else starts to play better at the skill positions or because you have an offensive line that's at the very least average, then all of a sudden the offensive line becomes that much better because their job is easier. So there's a cumulative effect there, a synergistic effect.
Yep.
But he's I get bringing him in. I'm optimistic that he'll be a good fit. But I also, you have to be aware that, all right, he's not the perfect offseason acquisition at guard, most likely, but
no.
He could be a very valuable one.
Well put. All right. That was Lakin Tomlinson. If you missed the interview, you can obviously follow the Payne and Pendergast podcast and download it. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature if you'd like, and you can go back and listen to that conversation or anything that we've said on the show today. All right, up next, we're about to head outside. After this segment, hand things off to In the Loop. We'll find out what they've got going on today. We're going to walk across the street and check out the joint practice. Sam Warren of the Chronicle has five things to look for in these joint practices. So are these things that we should be looking for today and things that we will be reporting back to all of you tomorrow when we get in here on Friday? What are the biggest things we're watching for today? That's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.